USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers that he has warned allies of President Donald Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that the recent changes at the Postal Service are linked to the November elections. DeJoy, who has come under intense scrutiny over sweeping policy changes at the Postal Service, faced new questions on mounting problems at the agency as it prepares to deliver record numbers of ballots this fall as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. In a notable change, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris will now be regularly tested for the coronavirus as the race for president heats up. Biden spokesman Andrew Bates said this announcement is another step demonstrating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's commitment to turn the page on the catastrophic mismanagement during the worst public health crisis in over 100 years. A campaign aide said the decision to move forward with regular testing was based on the recommendations of the campaign's medical advisors. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Florida teachers worried about returning to the classroom during the coronavirus pandemic won a legal battle with Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to reopen schools by the end of this month, declaring that the state essentially ignored the requirement for school safety by insisting teachers resume in-person education. Leon County Judge Charles Dodson ruled in favor of the Florida Education Association's lawsuit. The Department of Education's order, which was issued July 6th, overrode local school boards' rights to operate their own schools, according to Dodson. Dodson also noted that after Hillsborough County, on the advice of local health expert, voted this month to delay reopening for 4 weeks, it was threatened with the loss of $23 million in monthly state aid by Education Commissioner Richard Cochran. Jerry Falwell Jr. resigned as president of Liberty University after 13 years at the helm of the prominent evangelical Christian school, marking an end to the embattled leader's troubled tenure. The school placed Falwell on an indefinite leave of absence August 7th. Falwell became president of Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, upon the death of his father in 2007. Falwell's problems mounted in recent months when he publicly apologized for a tweet showing a person in blackface and posted a photo to his Instagram account in which his shirt was up and he was holding a glass of alcohol. The awkward image also showed him standing next to a woman with his pants unzipped. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.